It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. The history of Juneteenth goes like this. President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. But 2 years later, on June 19, 1865, slaves in Texas finally got the news that they were free. Juneteenth is this Sunday, but Atlanta's Oakland Cemetery celebrated a few days early this year. Groups of all ages were invited to tour the cemetery's historic African-American gravesites last weekend. Many of them are still unmarked, but Oakland Cemetery staff has made headway in the identification efforts. Producer Sean Powers was there. He brings us this audio postcard.
The African-American burial ground, burial ground at Oakland Cemetery demonstrates racial segregation in America, in life and in death.
My name is Joshua Julius. I am 9. I'm about to turn 10 in July. It's important to remember all of them because they could have made a difference. It could have been a small difference or a big difference, but they both made up where we are now.
Earn the right to be treated equally with whites, even in death.
So see, that's very good, Joshua. Look at the pictures that are here. See, that young boy may be about your age, and he's drinking from a water fountain. And what does this say?
Colored.
Yeah. I'm D.L. Henderson, and I'm a volunteer and board member with the Historic Oakland Foundation.
Okay, keep looking. Let's see. What do we have here? Can you read that marker?
And the kids have a cultural treasure hunt that they're following to look at, to find out all about the historic treasures that are here in the cemetery.
Okay, now look at the second question. What's the second question?
Says most African Americans living in Atlanta were enslaved before the Civil War. Find the grave of someone who was born during slavery before 1866.
Right. So before this,
many of the graves, if you look all around you, you won't see marked graves, but there will be people who are buried there. We recently did a study with ground penetrating radar. Right? And they sort of took a camera, basically, rolled it over the ground, and that's what showed up on the film, those where we have those orange markers.
Yeah.
So that showed probable grave sites. So we may already have most of this. There were 872 probable grave sites listed here that we see with the orange markers. But keep in mind that over 12,000 African Americans have been buried at Oakland since its founding.
My name is Tamia Lewis. I'm here with my daughter, Anaya Lewis. She's 7. I want her to learn about African-American history, learn where our ancestors come from. She's just getting to the age where I feel comfortable introducing her to things and teaching her about, you know, American history, slavery, and things of those nature.
It's pretty sad that people were slaves.
I don't think she can fully grasp it quite yet, but she's slowly learning how serious and how important it is.
You guys want to walk around some more? Or are you ready to go back up? You've been down here a while. You've been down here a couple of hours. So good work. So turn your cultural treasure hunt in back at the table up there, and they'll give you a little keepsake to take with you to remember your day. Thank you for participating in our hunt.
Oakland Cemetery hopes to identify the occupants of nearly 900 unmarked graves, and it has plans to eventually offer visitors GPS coordinates to these sites with detailed information about who's buried in these plots. You can get more info on this project at gpbnews.org.